This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
New chapter today and new reader, first time reader. Let's meet Ellie.
Hi Ellie, how are you?
Good.
I'm glad you're here on the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids. And you're gonna read for us today? Excellent, excellent. And you haven't read for us before. This is your first time. Good. So Ellie, where do you live?
I live in Rossville, Georgia.
Oh, very nice. And it doesn't get too cold in the winter.
And we don't get a lot of snow because Lookout Mountain takes all the snow. Because my grandmother lives on Lookout Mountain, and she usually gets all the snow from us.
Oh, does it get a lot of snow on Lookout Mountain?
Yeah, a lot of it.
Do you go up there sometimes when there's snow to see the snow?
Yeah.
Is it fun to be in the snow?
Yes.
Do you make any snowmen?
I don't think I've made I made a little tiny snowman before, but I don't think I've made like a big snowman.
Do you do some sledding when you're up there on Lookout Mountain?
Yeah. I like sledding.
Yeah,
that's... And we usually bump into the fence because we slide on this little hill and it goes down and we go really fast, but the fence is on the bottom to keep us from going into the road, so we usually bump into that sometimes.
Well, it's a good thing the fence is there, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we might have gone in the road.
Right, right. And that would be... That wouldn't be good. It's too dangerous to go sledding in the road. How old are you, Ellie?
I am 8 years old and I'm turning 9 in 4 months.
Excellent. Are you excited about that? Do you like being 8 years old or do you think 9 is going to be better?
9 is going to be better.
Why do you think so?
Because I'll be older and I will be capable of more things.
Oh, what would you like to be capable of that maybe you'll be capable of at 9 that you can't do now?
I basically am able to be capable of this, but I still can't get to that point, but being able to keep my room clean for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I'm still working on that. And I'm much older than you.
Every time I try to organize it, it usually stays organized for like 3 days, then it gets all messy again.
Yeah. But we can always start again. Even if we get messy again, we can always start again. And we can try, if you can do 3 days, that's good. Maybe next time you try, you can get in 4 days. And then maybe another time you try, you can get in a whole week.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty cool. So those areas that we try to do things in, we just have to kind of keep working on it sometimes. So what church do you go to, Ellie?
St. Tikhon.
Very good. Okay. Ellie, are you ready to begin reading?
Yes.
So what chapter will you read?
Acts chapter 14.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 7.
Great! Let's get started.
Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke that a great multitude, who both of the Jews and of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord. who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region, and they were preaching the gospel there.
Great job, Ellie. Thank you. Today we learn about Paul and Barnabas' journey to the city of Iconium, where they continued to share the message of Jesus with great enthusiasm. They went to the Jewish synagogue, and many people, both Jews and Gentiles, believed in the message of Jesus and became followers. However, there were also some people who did not believe and tried to stir up trouble for Paul and Barnabas. Despite facing opposition, Paul and Barnabas stayed in Iconium for a long time, speaking boldly about the Lord, and God performed miracles through them to confirm the truth of their message. This passage teaches us about the importance of perseverance in our faith, even in the face of opposition. Paul and Barnabas remained steadfast in their mission to share the good news of Jesus despite the challenges they faced. It also shows us the power of God to work miracles through his faithful servants. The miracles that God performed through Paul and Barnabas served as a sign of God's presence and the truth of their message. We too should stay strong in our faith and continue sharing the message of Jesus with others, even when we encounter difficulties. We should trust in God's power and be confident in the truth of his message, just as Paul and Barnabas were in their missionary journey. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.